Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. Cannabis law in Illinois turned 5 years old this year. When it originally went into effect, the state made a lot of plans for the revenue from cannabis sales. Last episode, we got into where some of those funds are going.
We're addressing the past harms of discriminatory prosecution of drug laws.
Today, we're looking at criminal record expungement for folks with cannabis offenses.
The war on cannabis has destroyed families. It has filled jails and prisons with nonviolent offenders. It has disproportionately affected Black and brown communities.
This is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2019, speaking the day before cannabis became legal in the state.
But today, here in Illinois, we can govern with the courage to right the wrongs of the past. Because today, we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans across 92 counties.
Yeah, the Cannabis Expungement Fund was propped up as one of the great pillars of legalizing cannabis in Illinois. And it does sound great. But there's a difference between vision and implementation. So today, we're looking at cannabis record expungement. How does it work, and how is it going? We asked a few different people about the process who are actually living it, and it's a lot more complicated than it seems.
Okay, my name is Vincent Bolton. I'm from the North Lawndale community. So, you know, I've been, you know, born and raised in Chicago all my life.
Vincent Bolton says he was a pretty smart kid growing up. He had good grades, earned his diploma.
I didn't get in trouble until I actually graduated high school.
In the early aughts, Vincent was arrested for cannabis possession.
So, you know, it was just a lot of stigma behind, you know, at the time, like you involved in cannabis or you're not smart or you just can't get a job and, you know, and stuff like that.
He was arrested a few times for possession of 10 or fewer grams of marijuana, but the charges were dismissed every time. Even still, once you get arrested, those incidents go onto your criminal record.
Man, it was very hard.
Which comes up in background checks for all kinds of things.
Once it comes to like getting jobs and, you know, and housing and stuff like that, it's just like, you know, now a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, bag off or feel like you ain't worthy of that opportunity.
Vincent felt like that was unfair.
Everyone that went to college is users. So, you know, and all your big button pushes, you know what I'm saying, be involved in it. So, you know, that was a big thing for me to try to change the stigma.
After the Illinois Cannabis Regulation Act went into effect, it took Vincent a couple years to learn that he could get his record expunged. That happened when he connected with the Cannabis Equity Illinois Coalition. They're a grassroots organization that advocates for cannabis equity and justice across the state. Vincent started off as a volunteer with the coalition, and then about a year ago, he decided to work with them to start his own expungement process. He says they helped with all aspects, large and small. They paid for his ride to the police station where he got a copy of his criminal record and got fingerprinted. They set him up with an attorney to comb through his records.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah. But he says he also helped himself by creating connections with the people and community around him.
You have to really be proactive. The change shouldn't start when you trying to get your record expunged. You know, mm-hmm. You should already be proactive trying to change the stigma of, you know, you being a felon or you being not an asset to the community anyway.
Got it.
Because I always, like, volunteered in the community and helped a helping hand to anybody I can. So when it was time to get my letter of support or recommendation, you know, it was like a no-brainer to get the letter.
Here's where it gets a little complicated. Some people are eligible to automatically get their record expunged. And then there are others, like Vincent, who have to file a motion for expungement. So we actually talked to your lawyer. She let me know that your record could have automatically been expunged because,
wow.
Yeah, it could have because you had been arrested with 10 grams or less of cannabis in your possession and your arrests were dismissed for cannabis. But she said you still had to jump through some extra hoops to file for a motion to get it expunged because it was court records and not police records. Only police records can be automatically expunged and not court records. When you hear that, like, what's your reaction to that?
It's like, you know, it's like an endless maze. You know, I think they put you through all these type of hoops and stuff like that. So, you know, it's too complicated.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so complicated?
It's just the system. So when you try to reverse stuff like that, it's just a lot of mess. They haven't thought that far. They haven't, you know. They thought about jacking you up, but they ain't thought about how they gonna clean it up.
Wow.
They thought about jacking you up, but they ain't thought about how they gonna clean it up. The bottom line here is not always straightforward. You meet one set of criteria, but not the next.
There's a lot of structural barriers to people clearing their records.
This is Peter Kontos, Deputy Director of the Cannabis Equity Illinois Coalition. He has a number of problems with the Illinois cannabis law. The main one being how only a small handful of people are actually eligible for automatic record expungement.
So the law they passed was if you were stopped with up to 30 grams, that would be automatically expunged. We need to go far higher than 30 grams.
Peter says a big reason the coalition's services are necessary is because the automatic expungement offered by the law applies to some records, but not all.
When they do those automatic expungements, it only applies to your record that lives with the state police. When you get arrested, your record lives with, you know, the arresting agency, so Chicago police, the courts, so Cook County courts, state police, and the FBI. The state law is only requiring that the state police record is expunged. And so if I got stopped tomorrow, you know, the state police report's not going to pop up when I get stopped, but it's still on the CPD's radar. It's still in the court radar. It's still in the FBI's radar. And so the idea that we're even expunging these records is also false because, yeah, we're doing 25% of all the clearing that needs to be done.
We reached out to the state's Cannabis Regulation Oversight Office. They said it can be hard to get cooperation across all the agencies and levels of local government involved in regulating cannabis use. They said, quote, we have 102 counties with 102 ways of collecting and reporting data. It's not clear if every county's data is accurate and if they've cleared the records they're supposed to, as each county controls its own data. Illinois was one of the first of its kind in Middle America to set such lofty goals in terms of social impact and equity. And since they did, it's been widely reported that 800,000 records were expunged.
We want to be very clear. That is not 800,000 people. That's 800,000 records. People, you know, been arrested multiple times. Some people have been arrested many times. And so it's definitely not 800,000 people.
We asked the state about this, too. And they said more than 488,000 people had their records expunged. They said their efforts so far, including these numbers, set the gold standard in expunging arrest and conviction records. Actually, the most of any state in the country, according to an AP report they cited. And when we asked them why the expungement process was so time-consuming and complicated, they responded that, quote, expungements are permanent and cannot be undone. And that, quote, the state of Illinois must be 100% accurate and correct when processing those requests. The coalition, on the other hand, says that although Illinois may have been the first, New York is now doing cannabis equity better. They said New York's approach to expungement is looking more comprehensive and automatic compared to Illinois, and that Illinois still requires more individual and legal involvement to clear records. Now, New York did have the benefit of learning from Illinois. They legalized cannabis in March 2021. But that said, the coalition still feels like Illinois could use some improvements.
Yeah, a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid. You know, they did a good job of talking about how equitable it was going to be. But we come up short.
This is Douglas Kelly. He's the executive director of the coalition.
There are things, so many things that we could do to make this so much better. that's just not happening because we keep putting it all in a big bill. And if anything goes wrong, nothing passes. No matter how many times we're like, can we run this bill alone? No, it goes into the omnibus bill. And then when that bill fails, everything that was in that bill fails. And we're stuck in a cycle of insanity.
These days, Vincent Bolton, who we talked to at the beginning of the story, has cemented himself as a multi-talented entrepreneur. He trains aspiring cannabis entrepreneurs, and he's a violence prevention and cannabis advocate.
A lot of people, they want to get their record expunged so that their past offenses don't follow them around, right? Mm-hmm. But by doing this interview, you're putting on record that you had a record, right?
Right.
You know? And I wonder, first of all, thank you. But also, why did you decide to come in and talk to me on the record today?
You know, because I just want to be, you know, motivation for anybody else that, you know, just came behind me because, you know, people, you know my story, see me every day, and, you know, just think the change in me from them seeing me every day on the block hustling to trying this, to going to school, to, you know, just the way I dress and talk. So I want to be that. I want to, you know, help people that's coming under me.
Yeah. It's been since January that your record was, parts of it were sealed, parts of it were expunged. What has that meant to you to know that chapter has completed?
Well, you know, it definitely would give me more confidence walking into the room, you know, knowing that, you know, I'm on the same playing field as everybody else in there. It definitely been a weight lifted. And, you know, I just, you know, feel like re-energized and re-motivated to, you know, to get back out here and, you know, take back my legacy, you know, and do some things.
This episode of Curious City was produced by me, Justin Bull, and Mary Hall, who's also our digital producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Rise and shy. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.